We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to episode 487 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your hostess with the mostess, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. That's right. In today's episode, we are going to do a music review on Chris Brown's new joint, Angel Numbers and 10 Toes. Okay, let me get into it. Okay, these two songs are dope. And the reason why they're dope is because there's two songs in one. And only somebody like Chris Brown can be so creative and do two songs in one, okay? Now, it has basically like this unique flavor on it because of the concept. So let's get into it. Now, Angel Numbers is about the deceptions of his past life with many memories of him losing himself, you know what I'm saying, walking down this lonely road. You know how it is when you make mistakes and you kind of beat yourself up about it. You know what I'm saying? He talks about making some pretty bad decisions that even at one point he let defy him and his tragedy. And now he's looking and searching for healing energy. Healing energy comes from Angel Numbers. I'm always talking about Angel Numbers anyway. So this song came to me not because of the likes of social media so much, but because I see Angel Numbers all the time. And I've been seeing these Angel Numbers repeatedly in synchronicities for the past 2 years because of the enlightenment of meditation. And I know Chris Brown has a high frequency. And I know he's meditating because he puts out banger after banger after banger after banger. But this joint hits differently. It makes you want to sit and meditate on Chris Brown and how he feels and what he's going through. And really to uplift the whole entire frequency of the planet in general with love. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to judge people. You know what I'm saying? So 1111, Angel Number, is a great album title for Chris Brown's 11th studio album that was released November of 2023, last year, with three major hits. He had Sensational, you know that song, Nightmare, and Summer Too Hot, okay? So this two-in-one song, Angel Number and 10 Toes, was produced by Hitmaker, Rockstar, and many, many more incredible producers. Now let's jump into 10 Toes Down. Okay, now let's just talk about this, 10 Toes Down. A lot of people don't know what that means. That phrase is an expression for one to be committed to something or 100% devoted toward a support of whatever it is that they strive for. And for Chris Brown, it's his career. So 10 Toes is about the pressures of being famous. You know, he talks about it all the time in his songs and his albums, his projects, his demeanor. I mean, you know, when you are the face of the R&B world, that people are going to be studying you and analyzing you and just checking for you 24/7, even if they don't like you. That is so messed up. So that's what he's talking about in that song. So those two songs intertwine with each other because one is talking about being lost in the deception of his past, and he's looking for healing energy from the angel number 1111, which means it's a new clear path on the awakening of you manifesting your life desires. It's basically 1111 is telling you to keep going, striving on, keep moving forward, no matter what happens in your life. Don't let anything stop you. Now, what you can do is slow down, but you don't want to stop making progress, because when you stop, then you failed yourself and the universe. I absolutely adore this song, 100%. I think you guys should go get the album, Chris Brown's album 1111, and really meditate on those numbers. You know what I'm saying? When you look up, like, in, you know, a clock or something, you know, might look on your cell phone or your wrist or the television and it says 1133 or 233 or, you know, 222. It doesn't matter. Look up those coordinates from the universe. It's going to guide you and it's going to tell you what type of path you're leading yourself on or what type of path that you're already on. But one thing about it is, healing numbers, angel numbers are always going to be positive, but they're also going to give you a sense of a cautionary tale. They're going to warn you about certain life decisions that you're making, or they're going to tell you that your angels are rooting you on because you are on the right path, okay? So 11-11, new beginnings. If you're looking at the clock right now and it happens to say 11-11, be happy for yourself, okay? Yes, you got this, period. I love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Speak Your Mind Radio 487. We're moving to the top to 500 episodes. Stay tuned because I got more to bring you. All right? All right. Peace.